You may be seated this morning.
Church as we know it is losing its fire. Some are discouraged from bearing the load, but we must determine to keep pressing on, 'cause if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, it would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. So preachers keep preaching and singers go sing. To walk down that aisle, it would be worth every struggle. It would be worth every mile. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if it rescues just one more soul. A lifetime of labor is still worth it all if
rest is coming. Heaven will be full of rest, but until that day, let's keep laboring for just one more soul to be saved, one more added to the kingdom. Thank you, ladies, for that special. If you would take your Bibles and turn with me to James in chapter 4, we'll go to James chapter 4. It's Titus, Hebrews, and then James near the end of the Bible there. And when you find your place there, if you would please stand with me as we read God's Word, James 4. Verses 6 through 10 is where we'll read. And if we could, let's read all four or five of these verses out loud together. And we'll do that. We'll pause at the punctuation, commas, colons, semicolons, periods. And we'll read this all out loud in unison. If you don't have a Bible, if you try to look on somebody next to you, that'd be helpful. And if somebody next to you doesn't have a Bible, maybe share it with them. I think that'd be great. All right, James chapter 4, look down at verse number 6. We'll begin there. James chapter 4, verse 6, and begin. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word that we get to hold in our hands, that we get to read, that we get to allow guide our lives. I ask that you would use it this morning in a very special way to, Lord, help us convict us of our sins. Lord, encourage us to keep doing those things which is right. I ask you to be with Pastor Becker as he preaches. Lift him up. Use him in a mighty way. Lord, whatever is done, whatever you do in our hearts, we'll give you the praise and the glory for it. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you for joining us for a moment.
As we read the scriptures, if you would take a minute, as we should mention this earlier in the service, but turn your cell phones off or silent, that'd be helpful so we can focus on the Word of God today. If you use your Bible for your phone, then I don't know what you're going to do then, and you're stuck. No, that's helpful as well, but I enjoy carrying my Bible to church, so, and a Bible looks like a Bible. Amen for that. And then if you'd sit still for a minute, and we appreciate you have a full crowd, a good crowd here, and looking forward to some things coming up later on as well. James chapter 4, as you look at this passage here, verse 6 through verse number 10, this is packed with a whole lot of truth. If you didn't notice that, every word of God is packed with truth, but there are so many truths that the Lord gives us in these number of verses that I'd like to look at today. But the main focus that I want, that I believe the Lord put on my heart for today, is found in verse number 7. And the first word in verse number 7 is what, church?
Submit.
Submit. You ever have a hard time with that? You ever struggle with that word, submission? Right? To submit is to arrange under, to subordinate, to subject oneself, to yield to one's admonition or advice, to obey. See, submission is not the easiest thing to do in life, and it may honestly be one of the hardest things to do in the Christian life, is to submit our will. The example and the definition given for submission here, it's a Greek military term meaning to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under the command of a leader. Think about that, for submission, to arrange troop divisions in a military fashion under the command of a leader, to submit, to put yourself under the authority of your leader in a military rank. In a non-military use, it is a voluntary attitude of giving in, cooperating, assuming responsibility and carrying a burden. Everyone is great at submitting, right? How many of you think that's one of my best qualities is submission, right? Then if you say that, we're going to go to verse number 10 and talk about humility after that, if you raise your hand for that. But to put yourself under the authority of another. Submission is not an easy thing to do as a Christian, is it? It's a battle. It's a struggle. Because I like to do what I want to do. Any of you like that as well? Don't leave me stranded up here, right? Help me out here. I'm confessing my sins. You got to help me as well. How many of you like to do what you like to do? How many of you say, you know what? I love doing what everyone else does. I never have an opinion. I never have a thought. Whatever, I love submitting. I love being told what to do. No, submission is unnatural, isn't it? It's unnatural. Why? Because we have a prideful, sinful nature. Prideful. I think my way is best. Don't you? Right? Again, don't leave me stranded here. Give me an amen or a grunt or a nod of your head or something. But I like to do what I like to, and I think my way is best many times. You think, well, I think my way is best. That's, see, when men get around, that's the struggle, right? And amen. But it's unnatural. It goes against our prideful nature to where I like what I like. I know what I want to do, where I want to go. That's our prideful nature. It goes against our nature to submit to another. It goes against our nature to submit to God, my fleshly nature, that is. See, as a Christian, I must work every day at submitting myself to God, but it is not natural by my flesh. My flesh does not want to listen to God. Right? Your flesh does not want to listen to your boss, your spouse, your parents. No one loves submitting. It's unnatural. It goes against nature. But it's one of the best things that you can learn in your life, isn't it? One of the best things you can learn is how to take an order, how to listen, how to follow, how to go under the authority of another person. You say, well, I'm the boss. I don't have to listen to anyone. That's not true, and you know it, because we all have authority over us in our lives. We'll get to that here in a bit. But it's unnatural. How many of you love to listen? You love being told what to do, right? You love people telling you. You love correction. How many like that? You love being corrected, where someone comes and says, hey, don't do that. Put it over here. And what does your flesh do? It goes, oh, really? I love being corrected. You love putting others first. No, see, my flesh wants to put me first. I want to take care of me and my thoughts, my opinions. See, it's unnatural, my prideful, sinful nature. Submission is not only unnatural, but it's uncommon. You don't see submission very often. In many ways, young people are raised to be to not submit in many ways to authority, to those over them. And if you don't learn as a teenager, as a child, how to submit in your life, you're going to have a long, hard life. Right? If you can't learn how to listen to mom and dad, teenagers, listen to your teacher, if you always have a problem with authority, I hate to tell it, but you might be the problem then if you can't submit to someone over you. But that's not just for the kids, though, as well. Right? Because it doesn't matter what age or stage in life, you always have an authority over you. Number one is God, right? It's God. You say, well, I'm the boss of my company. I'm the boss of my house. I'm the boss of this. You know what? That's a lot of me and I stuff, right? And not submitting. See, the best, and with that in mind, the best leader is able to take a command, is able to follow, able to humble themselves. See, submission is uncommon. A lot of people, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to dress. Don't tell me what to say. See, as a Christian, that's all of what we're told to do after we're saved. I'm bought with a price. The Bible says, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. All through the Bible, God is telling you what to do and what not to do. The whole Bible. You know, kids, you think, I can't wait till I'm 18 someday and I got my own house and my own car and I get to do whatever I want. I'm still waiting to get to do whatever I want, right? Because then you have a job, and you have bills, and you have the house to take care of, and you have to follow someone or something else either way. It's uncommon to submit, but I understand this, though, that Jesus gave the example of submission, didn't he? The God of heaven, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God the Son, came to earth, and he learned and practiced and showed submission. If anyone didn't have to submit, it would be Jesus Christ, right? If anyone could say, I don't have to take an order from anyone, it would be the Savior, wouldn't it? But Jesus Christ, as a 12-year-old boy in Jerusalem, he was subject, the Bible says. He went down with them, his parents, to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them, or he submitted to his earthly parents. Now think about this. Joseph and Mary, sinners. They're not perfect. Mary's not getting anyone to heaven. You can pray to Mary all you want. I believe a virtuous and a godly example in the Bible, but not a perfect person. Neither was Joseph. But Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God and God the Son, was subject and submitted to his earthly authority. He submitted. He was subject to them, the Bible says. Jesus Christ, in Luke chapter 22, he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus said to his Father, he said, not my will, but thine be done. When's the last time? I've been using our kids as an example today, but how many times, teenagers, you went to your parents and said, Mom and Dad, what would you like me to do right now? Right? We're going to have revival here today. What would you like me to do? Did I arrange my room exactly how you would like it to be cleaned? Did I do the chore just as you wanted to? I've done everything you asked. Can I do anything more to submit to you with a wonderful spirit? That would be revival. We're laughing because we were once teenagers too. Don't forget, right? Don't forget, we were once there as well. But also, on the flip of that coin, how many times do we love submitting and doing what we are told to do? The Bible says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submission. Putting yourself under the authority of another with the right spirit, complete obedience, and following authority immediately. Lessons on submission. Number one, submission, it starts with you. Submission. Well, if my wife would just submit, that's going to get you in a whole lot of trouble there, right? Right? If my husband would just submit. Right? If you would go through there and you could fill it out. But submit, the Bible says submit. What's the second word of verse number 7? Yourselves. You know the only person that you can have submit is you. Right? The only one that you can truly submit is yourself. I cannot force submission. I could force obedience to an extent, but I cannot force submission. To submit, it's a voluntary action, as we looked at that, a military term, putting yourself under the authority of another but we're not in the military here. Maybe you're in service, but it's a voluntary submission, putting yourself under the authority of another. Most importantly, putting yourself under the authority of God. Christian, have you submitted yourself to God today? Submission, it starts with you. Too many times we're worried about what everyone else is doing. Well, if my mom would do this, and if my dad, and if my brother, and my sister, and if the government, and if the whatever, and my boss, and we want to blame it on everyone else, but really, submission, it starts with me, right? I cannot make anyone else be right with God, but I can help myself to be right with God, right? Well, what's the opposite of submission? Well, it's pride, isn't it? The opposite of submission, it's pride. Submit yourselves, the Bible says. Submission, it starts with you. But then secondly, submission is needed daily. Daily. Every day, submission and submitting, number one, again, to God. We'll get to it in a little bit here as well. Submitting to our earthly authority as well that God has placed over us. Submission must be done, taken care of daily. Why? Because my flesh and my sinful nature wants to take over daily. You ever thought, I just want to tell them what I think, right? I just want to tell them what I think. I want to put them in their place. And your prideful nature wants to take over, and it does not want to listen. It does not want to be told what to do and be put in its place. But we must put our flesh, our prideful, sinful nature in its place every day. And before God, say, God, I submit before you today. Paul would say this, I die daily. Every day, his will, his flesh, dying to God. Why? Because every day I wake up as a sinful, fleshly person, don't you? Every day. Again, you got to help me out here. I wake up a sinful, fleshly person every day, don't you? Yes, right? You wake up with a wonderful spirit, just godly and singing and Christ-like and submitting. No, we struggle with that, don't we? And so submitting must happen every single day. See, I submitted to God 20 years ago. Well, you might need it again since then because my pride wants to build itself back up. It's needed every single day. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Know this, no one can force you to submit. And some people take that as a badge of honor. You can't make me do anything. You know, the way of the transgressor is hard. That prideful person will be brought lo, the Bible says. I'd rather submit to God, as the Bible says in verse number 10. Another word for submitting is humbling. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall what? Lift you up. Many times, what does most of society want to do? Lift themselves up. What does God want you to do? Humble yourselves and bring yourself down. It's one of the hardest things that you will do is bringing yourself down. Controlling your spirit. Controlling your words. Controlling your actions, your heart, and say, God, I want you to have control of my life. It's needed every single day. Submission, it starts with you. Submission, it is needed every single day. It's a choice to put yourself under the authority of God, first of all, and then under your earthly authority next. Number three, submission must be given to God first. Verse number 7, again, submit yourselves, therefore, to who? To God. If you're going to submit yourself to anyone, who should we submit ourselves to? To God. To God. Here's the thing. You're going to submit to someone or something anyway, aren't you? You're going to follow someone's opinions, someone's thoughts, someone's following. People will say, look up here, guys. Some would say, I'm following my own. No, you're following someone else. It's amazing how many young people, they're like, I'm going to be original, just like everybody else. You're following the crowd one way or another. You are submitting to God or to Satan. Understand that. We're submitting to either God or to Satan. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist who? The devil. And he will flee from you. You're going to submit to one or the other each day. The flesh. Now, the devil has no control over a Christian's life. Right? I'm indwelt by the Holy Spirit. But if I want to allow the devil to take control of my life and turn my life over to the devil, you can do that. But I'd rather submit to God any day than to the devil. Wouldn't you? You're gonna have a master. No man can serve two masters. You're going to hate the one, love the other, hold to the one, despise the other. You're going to either follow God or Satan, one or the other. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. submission must be given to God first. You know, it's the best thing to do is start your day and say, God, I submit to you with what I think. I submit my heart to you today. I submit my words to you today. I submit what I listen to you, what I think, what I look at. God, I want to submit everything. I want you to have control over my life today. Which one goes better, when you submit to God or you do it the way that you want to do it? It goes so much better when you do what God wants you to do, doesn't it? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Why? Because God is a wonderful master. He's a wonderful Lord. I want God to lead and to guide my life, but He will not force me to follow Him. I must just submit to Him and say, God, I want to follow in line. God, I want to follow your steps. The Bible would say here, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. God is waiting for you to submit so He can use your life the way that He wants to use it. But too many times the biggest obstacle to God using my life is me. The biggest obstacle that you have for God using your life is facing you in the mirror. You say, no, but you don't know this person or this situation, and if they would just, no, you submit yourselves. Therefore, to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Submit to God. Every single day, get on your knees, open your Bible and pray. That's why having a walk with God every day is so important, that you submit to God and you ask God to cleanse you and to forgive you and to direct your life each day so that God would have control of your life. Don't you want God to lead your life every day? When I do it my way, I make mistakes. I mess up. You ever done that before? God, would you just have stopped me from saying what I shouldn't have said, right? God, would you just help me? I don't want to think the wrong things. I don't want to listen to the wrong things, go the wrong places. Well, that starts with submitting to God every day in the morning. Say, God, today direct my steps, direct my hands, direct my mouth, direct my eyes and my ears, my mind. God, I want you to have control of my life. God will never lead you in the wrong direction. He will never lead you to destruction. He will never hurt you. He will never point you to a place that goes the wrong path. But the devil will, and your flesh will every single time, won't they? It'll get you in trouble every single time. Submission starts with you. Submission is needed daily. Submission must be given to God first. And then submission is just transferred to your earthly authority as well. Some people say, okay, I'll submit to God, but I'm not going to listen to anybody else. You know that person that they will not take an order from anyone or anything because they're always in charge. You know that all of us have earthly authority? The book of Romans, if you turn there for a moment briefly, Romans chapter number 13, you know the passage where we're going to. Romans chapter number 13, you know that the Bible talks so much about submitting to our earthly authority. And that submission to earthly authority is not about age. It's not about stage of life. That we are always going to have and be given earthly authority given to us by God. Romans 13, verse number 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise for the same. Does this mean that our earthly authority is always right? No, it doesn't. We're ought to obey God rather than man. We know that from Scripture. But we know this, that God has placed and put over our lives earthly authority. That's why, kids, God gives you a mom and a dad in your home. They're your earthly authority. And if you can't listen and submit to mom and dad, how can you submit to God? That's why when God has given us earthly authority as to our law enforcement, God has given us earthly authority by a boss, by different leaders in our life, maybe by your husband. God puts authority in your life. And as you learn to follow your earthly authority, you learn to follow your heavenly authority. If I can't submit to the person that's in front of me, how can I submit to God? God placed the authority over you in your life. You say, but I don't always agree with the authority. I don't always agree with what I do either, right? Whatever you do, it's always perfect. No, you make mistakes just as anyone else. It doesn't mean follow the wrong, but I'm to submit to the authority that God has put over me in my life. Hebrews chapter 13, 17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Obey and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. Talking about your spiritual authority. As they that must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. When you submit, you are putting yourself under the authority of God, under the earthly authority that God has placed in your life. And the Bible says it is unprofitable if you don't obey and submit to your earthly authority. People say, well, I'm too old to have authority. None of us are. None of us are. That's a dangerous place to think that you are the number one person in charge and that you have become a god. Instead of saying, God, I need to submit to you today because I can't do it without you. I need your help. I need your direction. I need your guidance today. And then we have the Word of God that we open, we submit to each day and have God cleanse our life. You spend time with God in prayer and ask God to direct your steps. And then you submit to the earthly authority that God has placed over you in your life. Again, remember this, submission is not an easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. It's a biblical thing to do. Submit yourselves again, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. See, submission is about being right with God, being right with your authority. Too many times we want to lift ourselves up. I think I know the answer. I've got a better way. And our prideful minds and our prideful heart always try to take the lead instead of saying, God, what do you want me to do? What if before we spoke, we prayed? Right? What if before we took a step, we said, God, please guide me today. Would you help my mouth? Would you help my feet? Would you guide my words, my ears, everything? God, I need you to control my life. Again, God's not going to force you. I was thinking about the example today. You ever seen that person out there walking their dog? Right? You've got two types of dog people and dogs, right? You've got the one that just peacefully, obediently walks the path, you know, and they're what they call leash trained, right? You know, they say if the dog is not leash trained, it's the fault of the owner, not the dog, right? And they say really, and I heard this. They say we need to put the dog owners in obedience school more than the dogs, right? I know, I don't like that either, because my dog is not leash trained. We take our dog out. You got the one that peacefully is just, you know, they're submitted and they're following and they're within the leash, the rein that the owner is allowing them to walk around their path on the trail. And they see a squirrel, a cat, or whatever, and they stay the course. And then you have the other, like our psychotic little animal, that we do not walk on a leash because she's nuts. Yes, it's our fault. Blame me for it if you want to. And she thinks she's a sled dog and pulls, and I think she's going to choke herself to death. And I'm like, you're the reason this is happening. And she's yanking, you know, like, okay, I know it's my fault, but I want to tell the dog, would you just submit to me? And she's not doing it, so that's why we don't do walks. You can run around the backyard and stay in your cage if you want to, you know. Submission. Are you the one that's always trying to pull God, push the limits? You're trying to run around all the place you're not supposed to do. You know, God, I know what you said, but. And we want to push. We don't want to submit. Always pushing God. Always trying to push the boundaries. And, you know, that verse wasn't for me because we don't want to really submit to God. Are you the one? Say, God, I want to submit to you because that's a place of safety. That's a place of protection. That's a place of God's blessing in my life. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Head bowed and eyes closed. We'll bow for a word of prayer as we begin the invitation time. Lord, I pray you'd help us in this area of submission, Lord, where we all